A New Beginning. That's the title of U.S. President Barack Obama's groundbreaking speech to the Muslim world last year at Cairo's Al-Azhar University. In a panel discussion on the first anniversary of the discourse, June 4th, Vatican diplomats said that while there has been much progress in the dialogue between Christians and Muslims since then, much must still be done on both sides. The panel discussion came one day after Bishop Luigi Padovese, the apostolic vicar of Anatolia, Turkey, was stabbed to death by his driver, who had been undergoing psychiatric treatment. He has reportedly confessed to the crime.
Sono profondamente addolorato sulla morte di Monsignor Padovese, che ha anche molto contribuito per la preparazione del sinodo. Raccomandiamo la bontà del Signore e la sua anima.
While on his way to Cyprus, the divided island of Greek and Turkish Cypriots, Pope Benedict on Friday expressed sorrow over the tragic death of Bishop Padovese, but said it should not cast a shadow over the dialogue.
We should not stop from hoping for a better world.
A member of last week's panel, Egypt's ambassador to the Holy See, Lamia Mekhamar, said Christians and Muslims should not be discouraged by such violence or by events like the bloody Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid shipment May 31st. Such incidents, she says, should make us even more committed to seeking alternative solutions for peace.
We should not stop from preaching good ideas all over the world, educating people and the young especially. But of course, there is a very important need to create the environment where this dialogue could be undertaken. And of course, the environment is only created when the politics put in place are just and recognizing the rights of people to exist on equal parts.
Lamenting the loss of human lives in the Gaza ship raid, the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Miguel Diaz, said, "This situation in Gaza and other parts of the world demonstrates the need for dialogue and reminds people that we have to expend much effort for dialogue and common action in order to resolve conflicts." Another panel speaker, the director of the Pontifical Institute of Arab and Islamic Studies, Father Ayuso Guillot Miguel Angel, urged that education across the globe become an instrument to teach peoples to respect the other and every individual's right to practice their faith with full freedom.
The implementation of the speech of President Barack Obama has to be understood in a globalized view, since his speech doesn't refer only to one person, to one country, but to a globalized ideal that is the one of peace, of human dignity, and therefore here for its implementation there is a felt need of a real commitment starting from every person for building peace and from every institution and also at all the different levels, political, diplomatic, financial, etc.
Recent foiled terror attempts in the U.S. by young Muslim men have some people wondering, though, what more can be done to prevent young people from turning to extremism and violence. Ambassador Mekhamar says both the Islamic world and the West have to accept their responsibilities.
I think the roots of all these acts of violence come from exclusion. Exclusion, whether in their societies, because maybe these boys, young men, are living difficult economic conditions, or also exclusion by the outside world, which happens in many Western countries. In many countries, they did not do much in order to integrate these people. And this feeling makes them really frustrated, and they could resort to violence easily. They're easy victims to this kind of attitudes.
So how should the West act to eliminate the injustices and correct the perception that this is a conflict of the West versus Islam?
As I mentioned before, it's not action needed only from the Western world, but also from the Muslim world. But if we are going to mention the Western world, of course, there are politics which need to be revised towards our part of the world. These injustices, these wars that are not necessary, that really made the lives of people very difficult and the suffering very disseminated in our societies. This is why I think the West, from its part, should revise its politics. This is for one. But on the other hand, of course, as I mentioned, sometimes the difficult economic situation makes people without hope. And that's why they resort to violence. So maybe helping in bringing up the economy and maybe spreading education is also very important in that regard.
Democracy across the Middle East is a big issue. How important is that for peace in the region, in the Arab region, and peace between Muslims and Christians, the Arab world and the Western world?
Well, democracy is one of the ingredients that I mentioned in the Obama speech, and it's maybe one of the most important points mentioned in the speech. Democracy may be maybe also one of the ingredients of the environment we're talking about in order to the dialogue to take part. The dialogue is in itself a result of a democratic process. So, of course, democracy is very important for people, not only young people, but for everybody to express himself freely and maybe to express himself in other ways than violence.
With the war in Iraq, democracy became, in a certain sense, a bad word across the Arab world. So how do you find the right sort of democracy that is adaptable for Arab societies?
I don't think democracy has become a bad word in the Arab societies after the Iraq war. What came as a bad word is imposing certain models of democracy where people are not yet prepared maybe to absorb and react with these models. And I think education is essential in that regard. You need to educate people in order just to be aware that they're going through a new process, that they can express themselves without violence, that they can interact together without being hostile to each other. So it's still a very important point. It has not become a bad word in our part of the world.
Father Angel remarked on his experience of living 20 years in Egypt and expressed dismay over the way he said some Arab media portray Christians in a negative light, often lumping them together with the West and creating in this way misconceptions and mistrust between Christians and Muslims. Father Angel was indirectly suggesting that the media may be partly to blame for acts of violence or intolerance against Christians in the Middle East. I asked Ambassador Mekhamar how important it is to get the positive stories across.
Well, the positive story is Egypt, though still we are not excluding that some acts of violence and some acts of exclusion are committed towards Christians in Egypt. This is a fact. Some incidents happen, but they are scattered incidents. The reality is that the Egyptian society lives in harmony. Christians and Muslims are both Egyptian citizens. Christians are represented in many ways, in a very good way in the Egyptian society. The Minister of Economy comes from a very important Christian family. The Minister of Environment is also Christian. Most of the biggest businessmen in Egypt are Christian, and they work freely. They earn money without interference from the government or from Muslims. So I don't think it's a real picture or depicting a real picture to say that the Christians are persecuted in our part of the... I mean, I'm talking about Egypt, of course. But there is also one point I would mention is that there is also a lot to be done. Yes, of course, there are practices that need to be changed, laws that need to be modified. And this is done, but, you know, in a pace that could be accepted by everybody.
Are these changes that the government is considering at this moment?
Absolutely, absolutely. And some of them are already in course. Some of them have already been introduced. And for instance, the laws on building churches now, which Egypt has been criticized for years, and it was a law by the Ottoman Empire, during the Ottoman Empire. Now it's being changed. Now the Christian feasts are a national feast for all the Egyptians. So, and many other changes, really, are introduced, positive ones.
And a warm thanks there to Egypt's ambassador to the Holy See, Lamia Mekhemar.